With Anson Bills, the Texas Independence Project president and operations director at the Cornerstone Children's Ranch. Wow, it's windy.
Yeah, really windy.
Maybe we should. I'm trying to think where it might be okay. Dealing with chaos? What kind of chaos?
The wind right now. That's going to scatter trash everywhere.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Yeah. Well, we talked last time kind of about the reasons that it was being held here at the Cornerstone Children's Ranch. What were maybe like the funds and everything that people were paying for? What's that going to support?
Well, that's actually going to help this community for one, because Kamado has been burnt by this county, at least in my opinion. I really think that Kamado could definitely use some more support around here. And they're not the only ones. I mean, there's quite a few small towns that could use more support, and that's exactly what we're planning on doing. Plus, we're planning on another event just to help people out.
So what, when you say we, who do you mean is planning to do something? The Texas Independence?
Texas Independence Project, Cornerstone, and quite a few other organizations.
Okay. So was hosting this rally kind of a fundraiser for the ranch, or is that money going to do things to support other convoys going to the border? Like, what was kind of the purpose of holding it here at the ranch?
Well, actually, it was a multi-purpose thing. Number one, we're at the border. Number two, this was Texas Independence Project's coming out party, kind of, I guess you could say. And number three, it was definitely to help raise funds for the ranch.
For the ranch or for the Independence Project or both? Or
both.
Are they, 'cause they're both nonprofits, is that correct?
That is correct. Texas Independence Project is a nonprofit organization.
Okay.
Yeah.
'Cause I didn't notice that being listed like online, so that's why I was curious about it. And people have been asking questions about it and just wanted like the money online making donations and things. Where is all that going?
Okay, so all the money that we've made for the Texas Independence Project is going to go towards protecting our border for one, humanitarian efforts for two, also getting with multiple organizations and finding out who needs what so that we can allocate things out correctly.
So you said to help the border. What agencies will you be giving those funds to help the border?
Actually, that's what Texas Independence Project does along with Cornerstone Children's Ranch.
And do you mean like helping the landowners around here, providing security, things like that?
Not just the landowners. See, Texas Independence Project helps secure landowners' property, while Cornerstone Children's Ranch makes sure that Texas Independence Project has the equipment that they need to provide humanitarian aid.
And so, what other activities are you going to be planning, like other rallies or other types of convoys that are associated with the border? And the only reason I ask that is because a lot of people came down and they were talking with me about it when they knew that I was with media, about they thought that this was going to be just a whole different type of activity. They didn't realize it was a fundraiser, you know what I mean? So like, how could that possibly have been different? Because I think some people felt like it was kind of misleading for them to come down here and to not go to the border and not do any of that, because Take Our Border Back, as the name seems to suggest, that people are, that they would at least go to the border.
They were at the border.
I mean, we're at the border, but I think maybe like Take Our Border Back is a...
Oh, they wanted to go to Shelby Park.
Yeah, they wanted to go to Eagle Pass and do all of those things, you know.
No. Because of all the media coverage on this whole thing, we wanted to keep everybody safe. So the dynamic of this entire thing just up and changed at the last minute. And we did that for people's protection.
You're trying to, like, playing cat and mouse with the media and people who may be disgruntled and want to disrupt things?
Well, you saw what happened over at the front gate. I mean, those people were very angry because we were just trying to help everyone out.
Right. And for your future... rallies or fundraisers that you have, Will you be listing the Texas Independence Project as like the benefactor of the funds? Because that wasn't listed on like the flyer on the website.
Yeah, that was a miscommunication, but we got it fixed.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't want people to get the wrong idea. Like if they, you might have had more people be able to donate, right, or come down here and knowing that they're going to support that.
We made it work. I really think that, well, when they came to me 2 weeks ago today, so I had less than 2 weeks to make this happen. Yeah. So, actually, I think we did great.
No, I think it was a success. That's not my meaning behind it. I was just trying to clarify kind of where the funds were going because that wasn't...
No. It's going to be split up. And it's going to go, everything that we do, each of our operations is going to get some kind of funding so that we can make sure ranchers have what they need. We've got plenty of water, food, clothes, medical supplies for our humanitarian efforts because we definitely have to make sure that that is covered. That's probably going to be where most of the funds are going to go.
And that's at this children's ranch, correct?
Yeah. We're going to make sure that Cornerstone has the funds to do that. Plus... we're trying to get all these permits in order so that we can expand this place out and put affordable homes on here for families as well. Because this world is getting crazier and crazier, and it is nice to know that there is a place where people can come and be safe.
And that's, you mentioned buying up land around here to be kind of a sanctuary. So some of these funds from this event and future events are going towards that cause, and Texas Independence Project is going to be directing that, or is it going to be this ranch?
No, Texas Independence Project is going to be directing that.
Okay.
We're going to make sure that this ranch is very well taken care of, and this organization is very well taken care of.
Are you going to put out like some sort of statement about that as like the intentions of what you want to do for the future and like how these funds are going to be used from this rally, like from this convoy?
I've actually made several statements stating that, and yet no one has posted that.
Well, I will post it. I meant like a written statement too. Do you have something like that? Just say like what the purpose of this event was going to be from a fundraising perspective.
That is actually up to my social media team. They're going to handle that because they know that I did state that quite a few times, and they're probably going to handle that for me. And it's nice to have teams because my whole team worked really hard with me to make this happen. And I have to say, they were all awesome. I mean, this could not have gotten any better.
It was very peaceful. I mean, that goal was certainly accomplished. And for the most part, I think everybody came down here and they had a great time and they were very supportive. I think some people were just kind of felt that it was like very religious, you know, and had religious, which obviously it did with the Christian band and everything, which I didn't realize that was going to happen. I don't care, but I'm just saying like people thought it was going to be different than what it was made out to be, even from what they read from the press release, you know, like online. So that's what I was trying to figure out, the reason that wasn't publicized as kind of how the event was going to be. And then like when people showed up, it wasn't, we're going to go take our border back. It's, we're going to be here and basically have a church service for 2 days.
What we have to do is we have to get people back to our roots. And this is exactly how you do it. I mean, Martin Luther King had a great idea and it was working out awesome for him. And that's Gandhi had a great idea and it worked out awesome for him too. I mean, it really did. We don't need to scream and shout and do all this other stuff. No, we just need to come together in a peaceful manner. No guns, nothing. I mean, seriously, if we get back to our roots and work together peacefully, this world will be a much better place for everybody.
May I make that statement on my press release? Like, use your name and your quotes and things from what we've been talking about now?
I have yes, permission to do you that. Have my permission to do that.
Okay, great. I definitely will, because I just want to get the, like I said, get the truth out there of what was happening here and at the border and just let people know so they can support, you know.
Yeah.
Thank you, Anson.
Yeah, it didn't exactly get out there how I wanted to, but nobody really burned us.
What do you mean?
Well, the media tried to burn us and they couldn't do it. The only negative thing that came out of this was apparently somebody was on stage last night talking about juice.
Oh, wow.
That was it. That was it. Nothing else really negative. I was so excited about that. I haven't watched none of the press releases. I haven't read none of the articles. I've been focused on this whole event. And I want to take next week to just relax.
Yeah, and you have to just soak it in, you know. And oh. Let it digest, right? Yeah. Yeah.
That's our day trip.
But man, this is so...